Sears has it rough, but it's still in business. This year we've seen a string of major retailers going bankrupt, among them Borders, Blockbuster, and Filene's Basement. It's been especially hard for retail businesses that couldn't keep up with changes in the way we shop online. Borders, for example, never offered a tablet or an e-reader to compete with Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But this economy is a goldmine for one kind of company. All week we're running a series on who's had a good year, and Zoe Chase of NPR's Planet Money team tells us that that group includes the liquidators.
When the internet kills you, Gordon Brothers is the undertaker.
The undertaker shows up when the company and its professionals realize the game is over. There's no other options. Let's call them the liquidators.
Stephen Jacobowski is a bankruptcy lawyer. He's worked with Gordon Brothers. They specialize in retail liquidations.
They're stuck with selling the things that are inside the box.
So that's CDs, books, clothes, DVDs. Listen, somebody dies, it's awful, but it would be worse if there were no undertaker. The soul of discretion who handles the death of a business in a practiced, systematic fashion. That's what liquidators do. They put the suit on and greet the guests. I met Letty Rod in a wet gray parking lot outside a Sims department store in Jersey.
I got some bras and I got a belt and 7 pairs of sunglasses.
Why did you need 7 pairs?
They're 70% off.
Sims is a sister brand of Filene's. They're going out of business together. You've seen these, the big neon going out of business posters on the windows, shoppers running in and out the door after rooting through $5 blazers.
Did you see the wedding dresses?
I know, it's crazy cheap. I want to get married again.
Aisha Gulgu bought a black cocktail dress instead. For $30.
What do you think of the job that the liquidator is doing?
What do you mean by I don't know what liquidator means?
The liquidator is supposed to be invisible, but they are actually running this business. Sims sold all their inventory to Gordon Brothers. Gordon Brothers, along with another firm, Hilco, is running this sale. And the liquidators are the ones making money off it. That's why in a going out of business sale, you'll also see the shelves for sale, the lighting fixtures, the chairs.
They even sell those shopping baskets for $30. Who's going to buy this? I don't know.
Our bankruptcy lawyer, Stephen Jacobowski, says, take the case of the Borders liquidation. So major, the 5 biggest liquidation firms in the country went in on it together.
The liquidators came in and bought the merchandise at 72% of Borders' cost.
So like 72 cents on the dollar.
But remember, when they sell it at retail, let's just assume that everybody marks it up double.
Sure, Borders couldn't afford to keep the stores running, but that doesn't mean the actual books are valueless. In fact, any deals that Borders was already offering, the liquidators erase that and start from the top. So how do they figure out what people will actually pay for this stuff?
The liquidators have a database, a retail database.
A database with millions of barcodes in it. The liquidators have a secret book with all the prices you would ever see in a store.
A 9-ounce bag of Lay's potato chips, a basketball by Wilson for child size, every single variation of an item.
So everything's priced by the book, and then they start cutting. Sunglasses that were $30 become $5. As the days tick by to closing, the price is methodically slashed.
Is there a point where you would just burn everything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a pretty small bonfire. The liquidators know better than anyone that there's a market for almost everything. Here's one thing the liquidators don't have: their own staff to run the store, their own accounting department to pay out the last checks. So they use the staff of the store that's closing. Yo, that's what a newly fired accounting department sounds like. I stopped by the Feel Good Cafe in downtown Secaucus, where The Sims was closing. The ladies were eating apps and drinking margaritas. For the past few weeks, they've been let go basically one at a time. Teresa Soto worked at The Sims for 23 years.
When is going to be my day? Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, and then, you know, last Friday was my day.
She sat in the same chair for decades.
And I think I'm going to buy my chair. It's a good idea, you know. I think it's a good idea to buy.
You're going to buy your chair?
Yes, I'm going to buy. I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to buy my chair. I'm going to take it with me home.
Right now is a perfect moment for a liquidator. The economy's bad enough so big companies go out of business, but good enough so that customers will come and buy the stuff that's for sale. Of course, it's not a perfect moment for anyone to be out of a job. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.